All right, welcome to September 9th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And on this show, I'll point out the greatness of America. And because I love my country, the injustices of our government. I assembled this podcast from a tool shed in my backyard, right next to beautiful San Diego, America's finest city. If you're looking to move here, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. As a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So yeah, check out her website, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com, and then give her a call, 619-507-4906. And let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And that is how we do things here in America. All right, so now moving on to today's headlines, we'll wish a very happy birthday to would-be time traveler Andrew Bisaggio. Another happy birthday to Colonel Sanders, as well as the state of California. All right, so now let's get started. 1961. Happy birthday, time traveler Andrew Bisaggio. From Morristown, New Jersey. Bisaggio has not only seen President Lincoln's Gettysburg Address in person, he also met with former President Obama's facial caricature on Mars. Yes. He ran for president in the 2016 election and wanted to run for the 2020 election, though I don't know why he wouldn't know who his opponent would be since, well, he's been to the future. An attorney for a living, Bisaggio also ran Project Pegasus, which was a group that tried to lobby the CIA to fork over their knowledge about teleportation, time travel, and cloaking devices that were supposedly used against Nazi Germany in World War II. He calls himself the Indigo Child, who discovered life on Mars. And he has the proof that he'll show once he becomes President of the United States. And my friends call me Moon Unit. He asked National Geographic to publish pictures of the animals he communicated with on Mars, but Nat Geo declined, since the pictures he provided just looked like fuzzy pictures of a Mars rover. He describes time travel going back 1 million years in the past, Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, and in the future to the year 2045, but doesn't actually go into details about 2045 or 1 million BCE. He also mentions on interviews that the problem with time traveling back into the past is not having a device to get you back home. Yet, he got home from 1 million years ago somehow. Maybe he had one of those special DeLoreans that Marty McFly used. Maybe he used Bill and Ted's phone booth. I don't know. During the 1980s, he and his buddies William Stillings, along with Barack Obama, back then known as Barry Sotero, 19 years old at the time, which is probably the only true part about this story, as chrononauts for DARPA, all three of them teleported to Mars together. If you don't know what DARPA is, it was a big U.S. defense system that, among other things, came up with DARPANET, the predecessor for today's internet. Anyway, yes, unlikely he'll become president in 2020, or any other year for that matter. Especially with a platform like getting Microsoft to come up with a more user-friendly of MS Word. I'm not making any of this up. He is. As if Obama didn't have his hands full with Joe Biden. Good grief. Happy birthday, Indigo Child. Happy birthday, Harlan Sanders. The Colonel started out as a sixth grade dropout from some farmland who would become a farmhand, army mule tender, a locomotive fireman, railway worker, lawyer, insurance salesman, tire salesman, gas station operator, and several other jobs before he started just selling good old Kentucky Fried Chicken. Colonel Sanders has a lot of stories and a very fascinating life, and I could seriously go on all day about this guy, but I don't have all day, and of course, neither do you. So, I'm going to get to my personal favorite part of Colonel Sanders' life, which is the part where he retired. He sold the company, and corporate changed the gravy. Sanders used to love his gravy so much, he stated, quote, "It'll make you throw away the darn chicken and just eat the gravy," unquote. Corporate simplified it to save time and money. When Sanders tried it, he'd call it GD slop. He also called it sludge and wallpaper paste. The parent company who owned Kentucky Fried Chicken tried suing Colonel Sanders over those comments and was unsuccessful. Sanders turned around and countersued for misusing his public image. Like a boss! Colonel Sanders passed away on December 16, 1980. By then, KFC had around 6,000 restaurants and earned over $2 billion in sales. Turns out, the secret recipe isn't that subtle. It's called MSG, and it's really bad for us, which is why it's so yummy. 1850. California quickly becomes the 31st state. Ho ho! If only Mexico knew that there was gold there, they probably wouldn't have signed it over to the United States in the 1848 Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. The treaty was signed in 1848, and 1 year later, the greatest gold rush the world had ever seen exploded in California. One of the criteria for a territory to become a state in the United States was that it needed a population of at least 60,000. No problem. In 1949 alone, 60,000 flooded from all over the world to California. Faced with rapid growth due to the gold rush, California got a boost when the United States Congress allowed it to jump straight to full statehood without going through the formal territory process all the other states had to go through. Congress accepted California as a free labor state under the Compromise of 1850 on September 9th, 1850. But that's the boring part. Now, on to the trivia. Brought to us by LegendsOfAmerica.com. And here we go. In Arcadia, peacocks have the right of way to cross any street or driveway. In Carmel, you cannot stand on the sidewalk to eat ice cream. About 8% of Californians are vegetarian, and I think they all live in LA. In Indian Wells, you cannot drink intoxicating cement. Don't do it, you'll get in trouble. The Golden Gate Bridge has claimed over 1,200 suicides as people plunge 220 feet to their deaths. In Cathedral City, you're not allowed to sleep in a parked car. Every plant in Tomorrowland at Disneyland is edible. Guests are welcome to help themselves to bananas, strawberries, tomatoes, and more. And finally, in LA, it is unlawful to bathe two babies in the same tub at the same time. And so that, scholars, is going to wrap it up for September 9th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Take a look at the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. Just leave it right up there on the comment board. For example, what about that California story? Have you ever been there? I tell you what, I was in Paris, France a couple years ago, and at a restaurant, the waiter was so snobbish towards me, it took everything I had to not say to him, "Look, Pierre, I've had French wine and I've had California wine, and California wine blows French wine out of the grapevine." Yeah, I said it. I'll say it again. As a matter of fact, I'll drink it even better. I could go on and on about how great I think California is, but I think you get the idea. KFC fans, what's your favorite Colonel Sanders story? I already told you mine, and I still won't eat the gravy. Okay, well, maybe just a little bit. What about the story of Bisaggio? Would you vote for him for president? So yeah, let me know what you think. You can also check out some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on the website. Let me know how you do on those. And don't miss tomorrow's program. I'll talk about Andy Jackson, vinyl, JFK, and a headless chicken. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you then.